Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of the Middle East. The phrase Allah Akbar that is shouted by Islamic terrorists has a different meaning than what is reported in the mainstream media. That's the headline. In one moment, Shahram Haidian, an Iranian-born Christian leader, will reveal to us the real meaning of that phrase.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The word Allah Akbar seems to be used when these terrorists go into churches, or, for example, when the man in New York City drove a truck into a bunch of cyclists on a pedestrian street there in New York City, they would yell, Allah Akbar. Now, I have always thought that Allah Akbar was defined, Allah is great. But I understand that what it really is translated to mean, Allah is the greatest. In other words, they want to get rid of anybody that opposes the Islamic faith. Am I correct on that definition? And is that why they're yelling this out every time they do a terrorist attack?
Dr. DeYoung, you're absolutely correct. And it is sometimes frustrating when you see the media use that term and constantly translate it as just simply, well, they're just saying God is great. Allah Akbar always has meant, the word Akbar itself means above the highest or the greatest. So it is a chant of dominance. It is why they are doing it. In Islam, they call it the takbir. It's what Muslims do even during their prayer time, where they have to say the takbir. It's a chant of supremacy, because Allah is the greatest according to what they're saying. And that's why it is consistently shouted when there is a jihadi attack, when there is an attack that is, as you define, would be terrorism. It is consistently shouted, and it is consistently a sign that they are saying they are being victorious. And we don't seem to understand that, and we want to minimize it by saying, oh, they're just saying their God is great. And that's just not the accurate translation. So thank you for bringing that up, because that's something that we have to change in our terminology so that we can accurately depict what is happening.
Shahram Haidian, born in Iran and now a Christian leader here in America, with the true meaning of the phrase Allah Akbar. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Islamic nations play a key role in the prophetic scenario that is found in Bible prophecy. Those passages of Scripture would be Daniel 11, Ezekiel 38, and Psalm 83, where these nations are listed. The call to victory, Allah Akbar, is actually saying that the Islamic God is the greatest of all gods, which is biblically incorrect. The God of the Bible is the only true God that is all-powerful, the greatest and the biblical God that will defeat the Islamic God, as foretold in Ezekiel 38, verse 18, through chapter 39, verse 6. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...